Two teens actually were shot after an argument at a pizzeria. Check it out.
In New Jersey, two teens recovering after being shot inside a pizza shop after school. And now police in Newark are searching for that shooter. Eyewitness News reporter Jim Dolan with how it all went down.
Workers had been through enough for one day, and the Golden Pizza Shop in Newark shut down and locked up for the night. Police shut down traffic on South Orange Avenue 2 this afternoon after two teenagers, a 15-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl, both from a nearby school, were shot here after an argument with another customer. Sounded like a bomb, Maria says. She works in the pizzeria and was there when it happened. She says it was crowded with students after school and there was an argument.
He fired inside the pizzeria. That's it.
And then somebody pulled a gun?
The guy's in the floor, she's taking for the gun. I don't know. We're not see you, but you see only see boom, that's it.
It all happened so fast and in such a confined space that witnesses were shocked by it all and say they weren't sure who fired the shots, whether it was a child or an adult. But the gunman escaped and no one has been arrested yet.
This is going crazy. Like, people don't, they just don't care no more.
Residents say the relentless stream of increasingly senseless gun violence in Newark wages a heavy and dark toll, not just on the victims, but on everyone.
I've seen this all the time. I know how this, seeing kids get shot, seeing people, I know how this is. So, like, you can say basically, I'm just used to it by now.
So, no new news. I'm sure you guys can try to guess exactly what the culprits are or what the color of the culprits are or the culture that this young man says, hey, I've seen this all the time. This is not a big deal. This is just a part of what our life is. I got the poo shiesty mask on. And this is over in Newark, but they banned those over at in Philadelphia, if I'm not mistaken. And they got into an argument at the pizzeria, and then somebody shot somebody. And, of course, don't nobody know nothing. Ain't nobody seen nothing. Don't nobody know where they at. And they just running around with pistols, shooting 14 and 15-year-old boy and girls inside of the pizzeria, and it exploded. It sounded like a big boom. Don't nobody got no cameras nowhere. It's a bunch of kids in there. Everybody know who did it, but don't nobody know who did it. And so, yeah. You can't complain to the legislators all the time when most of these things are self-inflicted. These are your children. These are your children that's out here doing the crime, carrying pistols back and forth to school. And I remember the first time I seen somebody carrying a pistol in school, I was like, it was in elementary school. It was a guy. My parents took me out of school so fast. That's when they sent me to private school. My dad was about to buy a new car. Instead of buying a new car cash, he wound up investing in my education. I'm very, very thankful for it. But it was in elementary school. I was in the sixth grade, and it was a guy, and he was driving back and forth to school, and all of the kids was looking out of the window, and it was like, oh, my God, how was he driving back and forth to school? And, you know, all of the little hood rat girls was like, oh, I can't wait to ride in this car. And he was in the sixth grade with us, but apparently he was much older than us, and back then you can flunk kids before they did the No Child Left Behind. And then, you know, everybody obviously told, and then the principal, shout out to the principal, you know, he went and he talked to him and he searched his pocket and he found out he had a gun, and we seen that gun come out. We was like, oh, what is this? And I went home and I told my parents, I was like, come on out of that place, Anton. We not embracing a culture over here. We going to get you on up out of there. You going to private school. Dad ain't going to buy no new car. He kept on driving that Thunderbird with the multiple different color panels on it. We had bought the Thunderbird new, but he had it for so long that by the time that I got into middle school, it was all washed up and he was about to buy a new car. He wound up investing in my education. I went to private school for 2 years before transferring over to Cass Technical High School, and the rest is history. But yeah, the dude was driving in the sixth grade. He wound up having a pistol. That was the first time I seen a dude bring a gun to school. That was crazy. But now this is just normal. And so we don't worry about it. Kids is packing. It's just a normal thing. In other news, people are mad at the latest pitcher that is going to make close to, I believe, $700 million a year because he's going to get a tax break. Check it out.
Yeah, so my understanding initially was that it was a $700 million contract, but it was pretty early revealed that that $700 million was going to be structured in a sort of an unusual way. You would get $2 million a year in cash payments for the next 10 years, but the remaining $68 million a year would not be paid until 2034, over a 10-year period from 2034 to 2043. So the bulk of the payments, $68 million out of $70 million per year, is actually deferred very substantially into the future. California has currently a top marginal rate of 13.3%, set to bump up to 14.4% because of a change in the law not too long ago, starting in 2024. So, you know, that's a pretty substantial chunk of the income of California residents, including the professional athletes. Now, in his case, since he structured it in the manner that he did, where he's deferring a substantial portion of the income to the future, there's a federal statute that kicks in that prohibits California from imposing an income tax on amounts that a former resident receives in the form of retirement income. So that the $68 million per year that he's pushing into the years 2034 onward, if that's retirement income within the meaning of this federal statute, then California would not be able to tax it, provided that he's no longer a resident of California at that time. My understanding is that they have specifically crafted it so as to ensure that the payments are going to be made in substantially equal amounts over a 10-year period starting in 2034.
So now everybody in California is in an uproar because they're calling him the biggest tax dodge in the state. They saying when Major League Baseball's most coveted free agent was signed recently by the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he's from Japan, he did something that seems selfless and remarkable. And they saying that he opted to defer the bulk of his contract, the staggering $70 million a year for 10 years, until the contract had expired. Initially, the story was only told through the prism of competitive sports, but it wasn't great that the Dodgers can sign the best player in the world and avoid paying full price for him anytime soon. But it turned out that it was a brilliant move for his wallet. And shout out to all of my people that got great tax advice and the people that understand that it's not about how much money you make, it's about how much money you keep. He was maximizing his ultimate pay by avoiding California's record high income taxes until he could leave the Dodgers and the Golden State before his mega millions rolled in. So he only, and this is a very similar thing, and this is the reason why I keep trying to convince you guys to step outside of these little small boxes in your mind of trying to say eat the rich, and you need to start understanding exactly how the rich think, because again, it's not about how much money you make. It's also about how much money you keep. And so his goal was to keep as much money in his pocket because he's already paying a substantial amount of money in federal taxes. And so why should he? And it's not tax dodging, right? That's illegal. This is legal what he's doing. They're literally trying to get him to pay money out of his pocket as though they were the ones throwing pitches or they the one that's being paid by the Los Angeles Dodgers. I just think that the way that we got the tax code set up today is just highway robbery. So anybody that's able to make a better decision or how to do things a little bit better as far as how to keep more money in their pocket. And basically what he said is, I only need enough money to be able to survive and maintain a little small lifestyle. I don't need the whole $700 million. I'm going to defer like 620 of it until I get up out of here, because I don't want to give California an additional $100 million. I don't want to give California an additional $100 million so that they can throw it away on migrants and spending it on things that they don't even care about. Let them deal with it. So by the time that he retires from Major League Baseball and this other half of the contract kicks in, He might be drawing it in Texas or Florida or Tennessee or Vegas or any of these places. And then he can go on and live his life, and he ain't got to pay over California taxes that Gavin Newsom set up for him. I think that this is an absolutely brilliant move. And instead of us looking at it and getting mad at it, you can do it too. Because guess what? The tax laws don't just apply to him. It also applies to you. But all of y'all want to be over there living in a sunshine state instead of making sunshine moves. And he's going to be the one that benefit as a result of it. And ladies and gentlemen, that is your Quick Hits.